Okay, people, there's so many people, you know, making YouTube videos, just a guy, you know, emptying his magazine is getting like 10 million views. But you have to know, actually, that the pen is mightier than the sword, yeah? So, after the shooting, I give you a good stance, you know, how to stand, you know, make a smaller target. So, you know, there's old techniques, you know, holding a gun like this, grabbing it, you know. But the best way to do it, you know, as I was taught in the regiment, you know, this is nice with the new guns. You can keep your finger to keep it in target, is to go through your knees, go over, and like this. Because you make a smaller target and you go real into it, you know, and just empty the mag until you see a result. So I don't like to make videos like this, you know, because the only weapon we have against the enemy within, which is Switzerland, is their base of Pharaoh, is the information. And we have to know, I'll tell you later. First I'll empty the mag for you, because this is what, you know, the sheep want to see, empty a mag. So, well, let's do it. It's a 9mm. So I go into stance like this and... Okay, there we go. That was it. I hope I didn't get the guy who was... Oh, there's one more in it. No, there wasn't. I hope usually it should stay open like this, but it didn't. So again, the pen is mightier than the sword. There are 1 million Swiss Americans, 1 million in the US, and they keep all key positions because Switzerland was founded by the Templars. And you have to watch my videos, Octagon, the Empire of Darkness, the Pharaoh Show, Auschwitz, Made in Switzerland, the Nazi Templars, to understand it all. And I'll give you one small example. You have to have a close look at the itinerary. In 1929, there was the Wall Street crash. All the savings of all honest Americans were stolen. By whom? I mean, the money went somewhere. So we have to know what happened before and what happened afterwards. I already showed this in my videos, and go and have a look and you see some more. It's, you know, it's not about emptying a mag, you know, because they are much stronger than we are and much more organized. So what happened 2 months before? They got a new president in the US 2 months before the Wall Street crash in September the 29th in 1929. Two months before, they had a new president, Herbert Hoover. His real name was Huber, of Swiss descent, just like Gay Edgar Huber, another Swiss. And he was also in power right at the same time. So then there was the Wall Street crash, so they had all prepared. They had the Swissy, they had their men in all key positions. And then after the Wall Street crash, 3 months after, already in 1930, or 4 months after maybe, they founded the central bank of all the central banks. This has never happened before. And there was the Bank of International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland. And it needed a central bank of all the central banks to transfer all the stolen money of honest Americans from the Federal Reserve, which is the central bank of America, into the central bank of all the central banks, the Bank of International Settlements, the BIS. And at the head of it was Hitler's bank, it was the Nazi bank, it was Hjalmar Schacht, Hitler's banker, 33 degree Mason. So the Nazis never persecuted the Masons. It's all a lie, actually. Well, they persecuted maybe some lower degrees, you know, some the real ones they didn't. And with this, they financed the incredible rise of the German war industry with the money of honest Americans and their savings. So how do you want to stop this with just a handgun? We need the information, you know? This is what important. The information is important, not this. The information that counts, you know? It's our only weapon we have. So, You know, I'm tired seeing this guy, you know, 10 million views just emptying a handgun on YouTube. So I'll give you some more information, which is a bit more detailed and much more important. So this is here in France on a petrol station on the motorway. And it says everywhere on the door, you know, what to do, you know, if there's like a terrorist attack. Well, it all lies anyway, you know. It's the government doing all these things, you know. It says, you know, what to do. It's everywhere, you know. So people get used to all this, you know. It's crazy. It says somewhere, don't run to the cops because they will shoot you. And actually, they made a new law, like a couple of weeks back, that they can shoot you in the back if you run away. I'm here in the petrol station on the motorway. So here is that place, Pont Saint-Esprit, the Holy Spirit Bridge, built in the era of the Templars and probably by the Templars. And this is very much related, as I showed in my video about it, with the attacks now in Paris, the so-called terrorist attacks, and in Brussels. The bridge is about a kilometer long. It's almost 1,000 years old. And the last part, as you can see here, it was rebuilt after the war. Because the Germans, when they were retreating, they bombed it, they mined it. So this is the place where the Swissy, he poisoned for his LSD MK Ultra program of the CIA. He poisoned the entire population of this town here. And it's very much related to the attacks of Friday the 13th in Paris and the attacks in Brussels, because the so-called terrorists, you know, Arab terrorists, they were, you know, most of them, they are just kids, you know, who doing time in prison, and in the middle of the night to take them out of their cell, you know, nobody knows what's going on, and then they get tied on a bed. And they get tortured, you know, and well, if you want to, and with all sort of medicals, you know, or poisons, LSD, as they did here, the whole population was poisoned with LSD. You know, if you get tortured, you try to escape in another, you can't run away because you're tied up, you know, so you try to escape in your mind and a whole new personality gets opened up. Schizophrenia, you know, and so they work with the other personality. They leave the original personality, they leave it. And they give suggestions, you know, they show pictures all the time, they put a screen on your face. So the only thing you know after they're done with you, the only thing you know, if they plant you in the middle of, you know, like the Brussels airport, in the middle of Paris, it's like squeeze the trigger, you know. And there were two kinds of groups, you know, those brainwashed kids, and they were the an octagon was there, real soldiers, you know, real trained Nazi Templars. So this here is very much related to it, because here they did this experiment, you know, poisoning the entire population with LSD. So, and Alan Dulles, he's Swiss, the director of the CIA, director of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, his real name was Huber, Swiss, Eisenhower, he was the president at that time, Swiss, they're all Swiss, and now they've got a Swiss president here, Manuel Valls, he's very dangerous. So this is the river, it's called the Rhone. It's a big river, and sometimes it even floods up to here. The river comes from Switzerland originally. Well, there you go.
Well, I'll see my other film about it.